Hey there, fearless souls. It's your girl, Riley Hart, back with another dose of badass woman code, because let's face it, life can get pretty wild sometimes, and we need all the tools we can get to navigate it like the queens we are. Today, I want to talk about something that's been seriously transforming my life. Mindfulness and personal growth, and not just any old dusty self-help books, okay? We're diving deep into some real gems, some absolute game changers that have helped me level up in a major way. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, always buzzing with thoughts, worries, to-do lists, and everything in between? You know that feeling when you just can't seem to switch off, even when you desperately need some peace and quiet? Well, trust me, these books are here to save the day. They're like your personal coaches for calmness, clarity, and self-discovery. So, let's get into it. Here are 5 key takeaways from my favorite reads on mindfulness and personal growth that have been absolute lifesavers. 1. It's all about presence. This might sound super simple, but the power of being present in the moment is seriously underestimated. It's about savoring a cup of coffee, truly listening to someone speaking, or noticing the beauty in a sunset without your mind already racing to the next thing. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to what's happening right now, without judgment. These books really helped me understand how to anchor myself in the present and escape the constant mental chatter. 2. Self-compassion is key. We're all our own worst critics, right? But seriously, when was the last time you treated yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend? These books taught me the importance of self-compassion, being kind to myself, even when I mess up. It's not about ignoring your flaws, it's about accepting them and treating yourself with love and understanding. Think of it as permission to be human. 3. Your thoughts don't define you. This is a game changer, people. So often, we get caught up in our thoughts, believing they are facts. But the truth is, your thoughts are just thoughts, fleeting, temporary things that don't have to control you. These books helped me realize that I can choose which thoughts I pay attention to and which ones I let go of. It's like learning to be the captain of your own mind. 4. Growth comes from discomfort. Ever heard that saying, growth happens outside your comfort zone? Yeah, these books really drilled that into my head. They showed me that true personal growth often involves stepping outside our comfort zones and facing our fears. It's not always easy, but it's so incredibly rewarding. 5. It's a journey, not a destination. This is the big one, guys. Personal growth isn't about reaching some magical state of perfection. It's an ongoing journey, a continuous process of learning, evolving, and becoming the best version of ourselves. These books reminded me that it's okay to have setbacks, make mistakes, and start again. The important thing is to keep moving forward, one step at a time. Okay, real talk. Remember that time you were stuck in traffic, stressed out about being late, and your mind was racing with a million thoughts? I know, we've all been there. But imagine this. You take a few deep breaths, focusing on the feeling of your feet against the steering wheel, noticing the sounds around you, the hum of the engine, the distant sirens, even the chirping of birds in a nearby tree. Suddenly, the stress starts to melt away, and you feel a sense of calm settle over you. That's the power of mindfulness. It doesn't require any special skills or techniques, it's simply about bringing your attention to the present moment, without judgment. And guess what? These books can show you exactly how to do that. So, there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways from my favorite reads on mindfulness and personal growth. Remember, these tools aren't just for when life gets tough, they're for every single day. By practicing mindfulness and cultivating self-compassion, you can unlock a whole new level of peace, clarity, and joy in your life. Now, go out there and rock it. Share this episode with someone who could use a little inspiration, leave a review if you loved it, and join the conversation on social media. And most importantly, keep practicing those mindfulness techniques, even just for a few minutes each day. You deserve to feel amazing. Until next time, stay fearless and keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.